Coach, you know, your guys continue to go hard, to fight hard against a playoff caliber team. Came up short again today.
Yeah, came up short. You know, didn't play well enough in the second half in certain areas, and it cost us.
Your young quarterback, Christian Ponder, continues to make great strides. His best day as a pro, over 300 yards passing, hung in, gritty performance.
Great performance by him. You know, had a hip injury, and he fought through that, and I was unfortunate that we couldn't come away with a win.
Percy Harvin, you know, we continue to talk about this kid each and every week, how tough he is, the resiliency that he has and the toughness. He's a game player. He's just a playmaker.
He really is. I mean, he's a great player, and he just continues to show that week in and week out. And, you know, with Adrian not being in the lineup, you know, his numbers call a lot more often, and he just continues to make big plays for us.
Coach, what did you tell your team? I mean, this one you took on the chin. What did you tell them?
You know, just inexcusable, some of the breakdowns we had in our secondary, just not being able to do basic things that you have to be able to do when you have a lead like we had, and just, I mean, just inexcusable.
In terms of some of those inexcusable efforts or, you know, execution or the lack thereof, three with Demetrius Burton, I mean, he, you know, just really, really took advantage of some of those miscues in the secondary.
Yeah, you know, we got to figure out who can step back there and help us, because what we did today doesn't help us, so we got to find somebody who can help us.
Jared Allen, again, you know, great performance, setting NFL records for safeties. Some of these guys, your big playmakers, continue to play week in and week out.
Yeah, you got to take your hat off to our guys. They're fighting, and, you know, it's just a small few that are not doing their jobs, and it's costing us, and we got to, you know, find the right guys and get them out there.
Toby Gerhart, Joe Webb, a lot of time at receiver and quarterback. Your intention on getting him in the mix a little bit more?
Yeah, you know, it was one of the things we wanted to be able to do today, get him more involved. You know, felt like Toby was going to be able to have some breakout opportunities, and he did, and to get Joe out there and give him a chance to make some plays, and he made some plays for us, so he's a playmaker as well.
And Anthony Herrera coming back on that offensive line, giving them a boost, almost close to 500 yards total offense. You got to be pleased with that.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, pleased with the effort, the fact that Anthony was able to come back and help us out, gave us some energy. He's a tremendous leader for us. Just disappointed we couldn't, you know, walk off the field with a win.
All right, Coach, thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Leslie Frazier. Guys, back upstairs to you. A disappointing Vikings locker room, 35-32, lost to the Denver Broncos. But again, Toby, it's a playoff caliber team, but you met them, you know, force with force, close to over 100 yards total of offense, 91 rushing, 41 catching. You were the workhorse of this offense today.
Yeah, I'm feeling it a little bit today, you know, that's for sure. But, you know, we didn't get the win, and that's the most important thing. Again, we're there at the end of the game, and we just find a way not to get it done, and we just got to get better.
How are some of those ways that – what else could offensively you guys do to put the Denver Broncos away?
You know, we got to score in the red zone. You know, we get down there, we kick a field goal. You know, we need to figure out a way to score touchdowns. And, you know, once we can do that, you know, that helps our defense out. You know, widens the gap in the game, and we just got to score touchdowns, not field goals.
Touchdowns, yeah, the name of the game. Second half adjustments, you know, you kept Denver off the field, had some great drives, but each and every time, crucial penalties, as one of your teammates put it, we got to stop shooting ourselves in the foot.
Yeah, we do. You know, we always find a way to stall a drive. It seems like we'll get some momentum going, we'll be going down the field, and it'll be a penalty, or, you know, someone will make an easy missed assignment and kill a play, and, you know, we just got to eliminate those dumb mistakes, and once we do that, you know, we'll sustain drives and score touchdowns.
Did your assignments or responsibilities change once Christian went down with the injury and not being as mobile as he was, being relegated to a pocket passer, not being able to take advantage of his strength with his legs?
You know, for me, you know, it's just get out quicker. You know, if my guy wasn't coming trying to get through so he can get an outlet, instead of scrambling and running the ball, he could just dump it down to me. And, you know, assignments didn't really change, and, you know, he did a great job, you know, throughout the game. And, yeah, he was battling an injury, but he still played pretty well.
All right, thanks, Joe.
All right, thank you.
That's Toby Gerhart, guys, from the
–
that's Sid Hartman, man, the one and only Sid. Hey, guys, back upstairs to you. Feel, get into the mix, number one. How did it feel?
Felt great, man. You know, the first quarter was a little bit tentative on it. As the game went on, you know, felt more and more comfortable, gained more and more confidence, and it's really good.
Execution of the offense, I mean, almost close to 500 yards. That's got to feel good.
It does, but the main thing that matters is a W, you know, and we still left 17 points out there. You know, you threw two interceptions. We should have had 49 points.
The play of your young quarterback, you've seen him progress over the last few weeks. His performance today?
It was okay. You know, did a lot of great things, but still a lot of things to get better, you know. You want to look at the positive, but you also want to be like, you know, you always want to keep getting better. And he's doing a great job of it.
What are some of those things that this team can continue to do with the games remaining to get better?
Just stop shooting ourselves in the foot. Start a little bit faster on offense, you know. Just going out there and dominating for 60 minutes. I think that's just really what we're missing, is knowing when you got somebody on the ropes, you've got your hand around their throat, you just got to choke them out.
Anthony, thanks for your time. Well said.
All right, thank you.
That's offensive lineman there, Anthony Herrera. Hey, Musk, back upstairs to you.